luisteraars, ek onderbreek vir Jonathan Butler met sy treffer Lies, net sodat ons die voorgenome onderhoud kan voer met die minister van landbou, meneer Ivan Beyer, oor die bek en klauseer wat tans heers in die Weskaap. Good afternoon, Mr. Meyer. Hello. Good day, Mr. Bundy.
Good afternoon, Ellen.
Welcome to Valley FM.
Thank you.
Mr. Bundy, I'd like to ask you, can you briefly explain to our listeners exactly what foot and mouth disease is and why is it such a serious concern for livestock, farmers and the Western Cape economy?
Thank you, Elaine, for having me and good afternoon to your listeners. So, foot and mouth disease is a highly contagious viral disease of cloven hoofed animals. And it is a very devastating disease. Of late, the disease was more confined in the northern part of the country, in Limpopo, Mpumalanga, and then KwaZulu-Natal. So many of those regions were regarded as infected area, foot and mouth infected area. The Western Cape has been free. So due to illegal movements, foot and mouth has managed to then encroach into the Western Cape. The seriousness of foot and mouth disease comes in the form of, one, the animals that are infected, they get sores in the mouth, blisters in their hooves. They can't eat, they feel pain, they lose weight. They are quite painful sores. So one, they lose weight significantly. So farmers lose quite a lot of money in the production, and there's massive milk reduction. So the production of milk can drop by almost 90%. For example, if I can give you statistics, a farmer phoned me saying his herd was producing about 70,000 liters of milk per day, and when they got foot and mouth, it dropped to like 7,000. So you can see how terrible that can be. And agriculture in the Western Cape plays a significant role in uplifting the GDP in the Western Cape. So many communal farmers depend on their goats, sheep, pigs, and cattle for uplifting the economy of the communal setup in the informal settlement. So when there's an outbreak of foot and mouth, that productivity goes down significantly, and the consequences of farms having to be put under quarantine, you know, with no movement of animals during the time we are dealing with infection. And the other part that is even more serious is the banning of export. So many countries, once they hear that you have got foot and mouth in your area, they refuse to do trade with you until the disease is under control. So all the foreign currents, all the exports get banned. So that's one or two of the main reasons why foot and mouth is such a serious disease.
I see. So Dr. Bundy, where has foot and mouth disease been identified in the Western Cape, and what actions has the department taken to contain it?
So it has been identified and confirmed in quite a few places, the latest one being the Swartland, and then we had one in Makaza, Mfuleni, Kalkfontein in the West Bank, and Klapmuts. And the very first one was in Mbekweni up in Wellington. In the commercial setup, we had one in George. Those are the areas that we confirmed foot and mouth, and the department has taken very drastic steps. So those steps involves a massive vaccination campaign in all of these confirmed areas, but we have since expanded that vaccination campaign to include even areas that are not infected as a proactive stands to try and contain the disease before the events overtake us. So we vaccinated, and many of these areas that had outbreaks were put under quarantine to minimize the spread of the disease. And so, yeah, those are the main interventions that we have embarked on. We are also activated many of the stakeholders, Agri-SA, the SAPs, law enforcement, traffic. We do a lot of training with them so that they help us, you know, educate the communities on what quarantine is and why we are doing it, so that we are able to control this.
Wow, your department has your work cut out for you. What does biosecurity mean in practical terms for farmers, transporters, and communities?
So biosecurity plays a very important role in preventing the introduction of foot and mouth disease, or to try to stop the spread. So basically what farmers can do, and this can be done even by communal areas or informal areas, the first thing is that movement control. That is very critical. Once you are put under quarantine, they must obey the instruction from the officials. No movement of animals. Many of them call us asking, is it safe to move an animal from this area to this area? And we advise them not to do that. They can also just wash their hands with soap and water, or clean their shoes and minimize visitors to their farm areas, because what happens is it can stay on people's shoes, in their nostril, in as much as it does not affect humans, but it can spread through, you know, these inanimate objects to from place to place. So those are basic biosecurity that anyone can do. Then with regards to commercial farms, they can, you know, even upscale. They usually have quite a good biosecurity system, but they can actually upscale that. Sometimes we advocate for even double fencing so that they minimize indirect contact with some animals that are grazing around their area. So even fencing itself is so important. Putting footpaths is very important. Cleaning the trucks that transport animals is very as a spreader, a super spreader. So trucks that transport animals must be cleaned thoroughly and disinfected. Yes.
I see. You mentioned a few things, Mr. Bundy, but what simple actions, other than that, those that you mentioned already, can people take every day to reduce the risk of spreading FMD?
So the most important thing is obviously adhering to the movement control, because that's the very, very effective way of dealing with that. No movement of animals. Understand what is biosecurity. Understand what is the area that is under quarantine. Auctions, very critical point, because there is a lot of grouping of animals in those areas. No animal moving to auctions without consulting with the private vet, with a state veterinarian, so that we can advise them on what to do. But again, just simple things of, if you want to buy, and those services are offered for free by the department, if one wants to buy an animal from any area, let us know, and then we can do the assessment for you and tell you that this is not a clean area at the moment until we have lifted the biosecurity or the quarantine system, and then they can get the animals to move. So those, the movement part is the most important thing, and following instructions from the officials.
I see. So why is human movement, vehicles and equipment such a major risk factor in spreading the disease?
So throughout the outbreaks of foot and mouth disease, one of the major super spreader has been trucks and human movement. So basically, because this virus is a capability of sticking onto these inanimate objects, you know, so one can drive from a farm that is 50 kilometers away and the virus is on the tires, driving to the next farm, maybe they are delivering feed. In so doing, they leave the virus and contaminate that area, or contaminate those pastures. And in so doing, the virus has been introduced in that farm. So people movement, Track movement is so important and critical in controlling the foot and mouth. That's why we advocate for reduced visitors. If you do practice biosecurity, wash your hands, to an extent that some farms that are able to do, people actually have to shower before they get into the farm and shower out as well to prevent taking the virus out. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Makes sense to me. Mr. Bundy, so how does everyone's behavior directly impact whether the outbreak is controlled or worsens?
So it is very important that we all work with one spirit. So we, as by law, as soon as you suspect that your cattle are showing signs of foot and mouth disease, we are obligated to report that immediately to the state vet so that we can quickly go in there, vaccinate or take samples and confirm and all that. So that behavior of reporting the suspect signs, like yesterday I already had a farmer call me to say I have a bull that is showing this gland, that is very commendable. And we were there already this morning to collect samples and check if it is a foot and mouth. So people must not be afraid to report. No one is going to be arrested for why did the virus go into your farm or anything like that. So that behavior of vaccinating, of reporting, letting us know on time, and we then have the ample time to go in, institute control measures and control it in time. And again, following movement restrictions that have been put in place, if everyone followed those movement restrictions, we are able to lift quarantine quite quickly. But otherwise, if people keep on moving animals at night and all them, they just prolong the whole process. Prolong the quarantine period. Sometimes it can go for years. So if everyone, you know, we work together in one spirit, we can actually manage to get rid of this virus.
Mr. Bundy, any last word to our listeners?
So we, at the moment, I want to commend the farmers. I have been to many areas where I discuss with farmers about foot and mouth, and many of them are coming on board. They want to know what is it that they can do. We educate them, and they are very much they are cooperating, wanting to institute whatever advice we give. And I do get a lot of them calling me to say, what should I do in this instance? And also, just to commend our stakeholders, the law enforcement, traffic, and the SAPs. They are doing a wonderful job also in helping these communities in the movement control of animals.
Mr. Bundy, thank you so much for enlightening our listeners on the foot and mouth disease. I wish you the best of luck in your efforts of combating this disease. I hope it end soon.
You're welcome, Helen.
Have a wonderful day.
Same to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
For the latest updates and official guidance, visit www.elsenburg.com and report any suspected cases to your nearest state veterinarian. Biosecurity is a shared responsibility. Foot and mouth disease is a highly contagious livestock disease and has been confirmed in parts of the Western Cape. Farmers and livestock owners are urged to stay alert for signs such as blisters in the mouth or on the feet, limping, fever and excessive salivation. Early reporting is critical to stopping the spread. Do not move animals unless legally authorized and follow all biosecurity measures at farm entrances and transport points. Report any suspicions immediately to your nearest state veterinarian. Biosecurity is a shared responsibility. Western Cape Department of Agriculture.
You are tuned to Valley FM.
Live and local.
We're a thousand miles from comfort. We have traveled land and sea, but as long as there's no place I'd rather be.
To find